My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning, DC. It's Tuesday, August. Let me check. 1-3. Yep, August 13th, 2024. You're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan. It was going to be a two-man show for a while, but John Paul Flame just walked in. Welcome. JP was in a little bit of traffic on the American Legion.
As soon as I got in my car, I heard the news, and they were doing a traffic, and they said there was issue with American Legion. I said, oh, JP's going to be screwed.
So I guess technically it wasn't late because he got in right at 6. Good morning, John Paul Flame.
I'm sure he was going 100. Whatever.
Well, you can't really go 100. No, can't go 100 on the Cap'n John.
No.
I don't know.
Can't go
I don't
100.
Know how you navigated your way in, but.
Mr. Bickle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Matt, what's up?
Morning, Jason.
Matt.
We're here.
Matt Cahill. Matt
Valdez. When my alarm went off this morning, I just started like talking to myself. I was in a deep REM sleep when the alarm went off. Oh, yeah.
I got to say, remember, I said
you didn't sleep well two nights ago
because my knee was so bad. I got to thank my doc, Chris Annunziata, Dr. Annunziata, who's the commander's orthopedic guy. I got in yesterday at 11, so I left right here after work, went in there because it was still very, very sore. He took x-ray, said, you know what, everything looks good. There's nothing on the x-ray. And gave me an anti-inflam, gave me a little sleep aid. Feels a lot better.
He did two of my surgeries.
Annunziata?
Yeah.
He's awesome. My knee feels like 100 times better. It still hurts to the touch, but it doesn't ache like it did.
Well, the anti-inflammatory.
Somebody tweeted a theory.
And I 100% slept much better.
Somebody tweeted a theory. I didn't really buy into it, but he said he's of similar stature. Taller guy like you. And he said he started having knee problems and he quit wearing flip-flops and it went away.
Really?
It seemed to be outrageous. I don't even know you to wear flip-flops that often.
I wear flip-flops around the neighborhood, taking my dog for a walk or, you know, just going to the store. Don't wear them here, but yeah.
Maybe you should do the walks with the dog with tennis shoes.
Not a bad idea.
I don't know. It's just a weird theory. I wasn't really buying into it, but
I don't know. I just aggravated it for some reason, and it's much better today.
He didn't think it was potentially arthritis.
He didn't say that, but he said if it continues to hurt, maybe we'll do some. You know, we'll do an MRI. But
the arthritis shows on the X-ray. That's one of the few things you can see with the X-ray.
Yeah, he said it looked good. He said everything looked fine.
That's true.
But the anti-inflam certainly helped.
Right.
And the sleep aid, I needed that.
What was the sleep aid?
A little hydrocodone.
He loves that.
Pretty strong.
Stuff.
It was.
I think.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, knocked me out.
Right.
But, you know, I fell asleep probably 8 o'clock. Woke up at 3.
Do you take magnesium? Magnesium's a great
supplement. I usually do. I didn't last night.
You know, an hour or two before you go to bed.
Yeah, I usually do. Yeah.
It's also good for your duties.
Yeah.
Magnesium's amazing.
So, anyway, thank you, Dr. Nunziata, for getting me in there yesterday at 11 o'clock. Worked out.
Yeah, EB, you said you heard it this morning. I don't know what happened. It was either on the American Legion Bridge or right by GW Parkway, but I put Waze on when I get in my car, and usually it'll say I'm going to arrive around 5:40-something, and it said 5:52, then it crept up to 5:55, then it crept up to 5:58, and I was like, what the hell's going on? I put on the radio and heard that it was something there, but I'm kind of screwed because I have to take highway. Now, I didn't do the American Legion Bridge. I bailed out to the Cabin John Parkway, but you can't drive fast on the Cabin John Parkway. Well, and then once you get into D.C., I'm just afraid of all the cameras.
Right.
There's so many cameras.
Well, I drive through D.C. every morning, and it's actually great because if there is any issue, you just take the next turn. You know what I mean? You've got a million routes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've bailed to Connecticut Avenue before, which, you know, takes my 35-minute commute and makes it like a 50-minute commute.
Yeah, that's a long way to go.
But it is nerve-wracking, in my opinion, on the Connecticut Avenue because there are cameras everywhere where you can't go over 30, right?
I think it's 30
and you can't go over 40.
I don't know. I don't speed when I drive in.
Yeah, but sometimes
slow.
You just feel like you're going right behind a car and you realize you crept up to like 41, 42, and that's when they can get you.
I'm pretty good on it, but I guess.
Because aren't you Mr. Tickets from cameras? Has it slowed down? You used to get a ton of those.
I don't think I get them really in D.C. Yeah, I would get them in areas in the suburbs I don't know where they are. You know, like they have them in Olney somewhere or, you know.
You got to be careful in D.C.
Bethesda, you don't know where they, you know. I think I know where most of them are, but who knows.
Yeah, well, that's the thing in Maryland. If I'm ever driving to Maryland, I kind of forget that they do have those speed cameras because in Virginia they don't.
Right.
You know, we talk about this from time to time, but the one thing about being diverted to the Cabin John Parkway and then getting on the Whitehurst Freeway is I actually get to appreciate some of the city that I never see. I was right by the Washington Monument. Like, man, I don't know that I've ever been to the top of the Washington Monument. I'm 53 years old, grew up in this area, and I don't think I've ever been to the top of the Washington Monument.
I think I went one time with my uncle.
I think it was once.
Yeah. I think I went one time
when I was about 8 years old. I
feel like I should do it.
I mean, I guess.
Probably a great view.
Sure.
Maybe bring your daughter.
I don't really like heights.
One time would be fine.
Yeah. Go do it. Go knock it out. Go knock it out one weekend. Take your kids.
I think I probably will.
Yeah.
Maybe the next time I have family coming into town. That would be from Italy or...
So why did I just get into sports just for a moment? I feel like I woke up this morning and it was like... I'm kind of curious about what's going on in the Aiyuk situation. And it seemed to be that it's getting closer with Pittsburgh. Is that right?
That's where it was a few days ago.
I know, but I feel like something happened overnight.
There's a lot of wide receiver drama in the NFL with Aiyuk and CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
I believe... The Lamb one will get worked out probably right before the season.
Yeah, it has to.
The Aiyuk one, when we had on the guest yesterday, Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated,
right.
He seemed to think that he will get traded. The price just needs to go down. Right, and that's my guess as to what happened with Washington. The Washington immediately heard, oh, you guys want a number one. We don't want to give up a number one. I don't know if they just brought him in, but the 49ers brought in Robbie Chosen.
Yeah, veteran.
Now,
signed up to a 1-year
three
deal.
Or four seasons ago, he had a 1,000-yard season, but he hasn't done much since.
Yeah, I mean, he's not Brandon Aiyuk. Yeah, you might be right. I mean, maybe they'll get something done here in the next day or two, but...
I'm not suggesting they are. I thought I saw some stuff, some chatter this morning that it was like heating up overnight. And I am intrigued because Verderam... you know, suggested that Washington would still be in it if the price drops. So I am kind of just my antenna's up on that situation, monitoring it. Again, if I was running the Niners, I'd let him just play out the season. He's obviously not going to skip it. He's there with the sit-in or whatever, which indicates he doesn't want to miss any paychecks. Good for him. Just let him play out the season. And then if you want to reward him at the end, then just give him a big contract.
Yeah.
Or if you lose him, you get a compensatory pick, but at least you got run with him.
It's just risky because if you feel like this is the year you can win a Super Bowl, I mean, last year they obviously were close, but not good enough, especially on the defensive side. But if you feel like this is the year that you can really take that next step, and I mean, what if you get an injury to a receiver? And so let's just say Debo goes down. He went down for a few games last year.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got no Ayuk and you got no Debo.
Right.
I mean, it's just risky. I mean, I know you're always playing for the future and planning for the future, but it's risky.
Aren't they planning to have to give Brock Purdy big money at some point? So I mean, they can't have that many high-dollar players.
You have to. I mean,
and they gave Debo big money. They gave Bosa big money.
I mean, Debo's contract isn't that long. You know, Trent Williams is, you know, he wants a new contract.
Is he holding out again?
I think he's still been out.
Yep. Yeah.
But they, I mean, they don't. Some of their big dollar guys, it's not like they're, you know, 5-6 year deals. I mean, at some point they're going to expire. I just think the trade in Ayuk is just risky for them for this year.
And then the other,
because you need as many weapons as you can get.
The other just sort of random story that I've been just kind of monitoring from afar is what's happened to that poor Childs, that gymnast, who they're going to take away.
I didn't quite understand it. So she finished fifth.
Yeah.
Then they she thought she deserved the bronze. What was the calculation that they screwed up?
I don't know. But they appealed it. But I guess they appealed it 4 seconds too late.
No, right. So they she wanted to do an inquiry on the difficulty of her routine.
Right.
So based off of her difficulty of the routine, her score could have gotten bumped up for the bronze medal.
Right.
Now she did the inquiry, and then they awarded her the bronze.
Right.
Then after they realized they did the inquiry, there's a time frame that you must submit your inquiry. It must be within 1 minute of your finished routine. And it was 1 minute and 4 seconds.
Yeah.
So they took the bronze medal from the woman who had bronze then and gave it to her. But when they realized it was 1 minute, 4 seconds, they took it back from the U.S. gymnast and gave it to the, I think she was Italian or mm-hmm. or a Brazilian, gave it to that gymnast instead.
It's just so brutal.
Now the U.S. is submitting video evidence that it was done within the minute.
Yeah, they say it happened 4 seconds. Yeah, like 47 seconds.
Oh, that's great. Hmm. That's great.
Just give two bronzes out. Can't you just give two bronzes out? Because taking away a medal from anybody at this point.
No, it's insanity.
Yeah, that is brutal. Because now, like, let's say the Childs wins the appeal. The appeal on the appeal, whatever it is. Now you got to go to the Brazilian and say, I need the bronze back?
Well, I don't know.
She's probably back in Brazil.
Give it to her. I don't think Childs has given up her medal yet.
I was going to say, do you have to actually give it back?
I think they would like it. If it ultimately gets decided that way.
Or are they going to track her down and follow her wherever she lives?
Well, you saw Flavor Flav gave her a bronze clock.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
It's funny.
He gave her a bronze clock.
I said this probably 2 weeks ago. This is why gymnastics is stupid. And I'm sorry if you're a gymnastics fan, but everything is subjective to a judge. You have stupid rules like this where you have to have an inquiry. It's you're not competing against something. Well, I guess you are competing, but it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Sure, that's how a lot of those sports are. Diving,
skateboarding, and all of them are stupid.
Not based on time.
Not based on score or time.
Well, I don't know how they do it in the Olympics. I know how they do diving is say you get 5 scores, whatever. They throw out the high, they throw out the low, and then hopefully you have the 3, you know, that are reasonable, you know, within range.
It's not that different from other sports, though. I mean, you have umpires, you have their own strike zones. You got a phantom foul on in the France basketball game. The ref makes a call, screwed them up.
Spotting of the football.
Yeah,
although I know they have a little thing in it.
Human error.
But at the end of the day, you're lined up against someone and trying to beat that person, and not
but
score.
You get free points from the refs, though.
Sometimes.
Valdez is right. There is some subjectivity to it, but they try to build in safeguards. But, I mean, of course there is. I mean, I see it in the diving competitions. A kid bounces up, belly flops in the friggin' water and gets a 6. Another kid does a double and, you know, barely doesn't kick her feet out and gets a 4. Mm. And you're like, what's going on?
I saw that with the diving in this Olympics where the Chinese divers, they get the benefit of the doubt on every dive.
Because of the degree of difficulty?
That
and the reputation.
Yeah.
Well, I know my daughter's been killed before for doing more difficult dives but then not quite executing it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They kind of, they hold it against you. Like, oh, how dare
They'd
you try that?
They'd rather have a perfect pencil.
How dare you try that?
Yeah.
There is subjectivity. There's no question about it.
I will say that, you know, I don't get into it, the diving, but the synchronized diving.
It's pretty
when
wild.
When they nailed it, oh, my God. I don't know how it's physically possible to do what they do. And at the same time.
The Chinese are so good at it. I mean.
That's probably all they do.
I talked to my wife. He said they just out-rep everybody in the world.
I was going to say, they never sleep. They just dive.
They don't have. Yeah, they just work their asses
That's
off.
That's all they
got
do.
A couple billion people, and they get the 4 or 5 or 8 or 10 that are most willing to do it, and they just do it over and over and over and over and over.
I saw one of those viral videos of their young kids golfing, and it was like in sync. At a range,
yeah,
like 100 of them, just doing the same swing back and forth. They're all like 3 years old.
Right. That's how you become silly. God, I wish I learned. I was at the range yesterday, and I completely just lost my driver. I don't know what happened.
You just couldn't hit it?
I was doing all kinds of
Or you actually physically lost it.
No, I'm doing all kinds of crazy things.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I was like, what is going on?
Right.
And then I just abandoned my whole idea of even playing that day and just was working on it, which was probably compounded. It was probably stupid. Probably should have just walked away.
My answer for you would be sleep. Maybe something was different.
No, I don't
but
know.
It happens.
Just being a human. It's just, yeah. Golf, and it's golf is the most humbling, the hardest sport ever in the history of ever.
But you're addicted to it. So.
Well, I like the feeling of hitting it silly.
Yeah. That brings you back.
Yeah. There's nothing like it.
You want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charge may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Michael Phillips, host of the MP on the Mike Show on 910 The Fan in Richmond. He'll join us at 8 as we talk some Washington Commanders here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.